How did this affect on your music? Like a
version. Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
And a tune and a riff, you know. Like
a version. On Triple J.
Right, then words off the internet.
No, no, no. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Pip it.
Like a version on Triple J.
Yes, this is Like a Version, where we get a band, a lovely band, to join us live in the studio on your Friday, play you an original and a cover. And today's band is a cracking band out of Adelaide. We featured their debut record, the Sunspot Letters, a couple of years ago. They've got a new record out, their sophomore effort, Lotus Skies. It was released last week, and Leader Cheetah are here this morning. The two Dans join us live in the studio. Good morning, boys.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good morning.
We're great.
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on your sophomore album coming out last Friday.
We just love
Friday.
Saying sophomore. We
thank
really
you, Kat. Yeah, it makes you feel like you're in like a high school, like an American basketball team or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's this not... is where you make it to second base.
Yeah, exactly.
You wait for the penultimate as well. We'll enjoy saying that one too. But, yeah.
You can't say that. You can't say to a band, congratulations on your penultimate album.
That would be tough.
That would be a tough gig, I think.
It was kind of like saying that the one after this is going to be your last one.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would be kind of dooming you.
That's literally what
not even
saying.
30 yet. Come on.
Well, I got bad news. Lotus Skies is the penultimate album from Leader Cheetah. It's all downhill from here.
No, it's going to go great guns, I reckon, guys, with this one. I got to see you live a little bit recently. You're about to go to Splinter in the Grass and a very big tour. How's it all looking, album number two?
It feels great. Just can't wait to get out there and play. And, so far we've had a nice, warm response to the record. And
You guys were supporting the Middle East recently and got to play a lot of this new material when you were supporting those guys.
Yeah.
Right. And you enjoyed bringing this new record to the live stage?
It's great, yeah. I think Dan will agree. I don't know. I think these songs just feel really good to play live, you know. I think because probably we had been playing together for a while. You know, we did the first record and then I just think we feel comfortable with the material.
Better.
You know,
we're better.
We're just better now.
Yeah, that's great. Well, what was that tour like? Because I saw you guys supporting the Middle East, and the Middle East are an amazing band, and you know, sonically they're incredible, and they have these beautiful, gorgeous harmonies. They don't sound like the most excitable people in the world. What's it like? What's a Middle East tour like? Are they crazy party times?
Here we go.
No, I actually think they actually are pretty vibey kind of guys. You know, like I know maybe they may come off like they're not, but you know, when you know backstage, those guys are. They're animals. No, they're not animals. But they don't mind occasional tipple.
They're like normal, they're like anybody, you know. You push them too far and you'll see the dark
side. And
they'll
kill you.
Did you kill someone on tour?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, brilliant.
Do you sort of adapt to the people you were touring with, or do that you sort of suck them into what a Leader Cheetah tour would be like?
No, I mean, we've toured with them before and we're quite good friends with them. I mean, they're just beautiful people. They're just very lovely, warm, you know. There was no, we'd share equipment every night, we'd, you know, I've never had the experience where another singer guitarist has just literally let me plug straight into their pedal board. I didn't even need to take my own tuner, use their guitar. It was just, you know, they really are, I can't say enough good things about those guys. They're amazing people.
Fantastic. Well, on Triple J this morning, we are joined by Dan and Dan from Leader Cheetah, who are going to play an original tune. Now, you're playing Dark Stands Over for us this morning off your second album, Lotus Skies. What can you tell us about The Dark Standing Over?
It's a song my brother actually came up with the majority of the chords and everything for, which is something we didn't have on the first album. About five of the tracks on this album, my brother Joel, who plays drums in the band, actually came up with the idea for, which is
and
which
the progressions is great. And whatnot.
Yeah, and
did you have to go with him because he's your brother?
No, only the good ones.
Oh, okay.
And this was a one we all thought, yeah, this is something we can really work on, and it's just a fun kind of live song to play, and it's, you know, it's a rock song, which are hard to write, I find.
Why is that?
I write very melody driven, and I find it hard to kind of come up with a riff and then come up with a good melody over the riff, because I'm more of a chord changey type of guy. But this, you know, this is a rock song, and it's still got.
I mean, it's one of those ones where we managed to apply what we like to call discreet beef.
Is that a new genre?
What's involved in discreet beef?
It's not a genre. It's like an aspect of this particular song. It's like a texture.
Right.
Really, it's...
discreet beef.
I know, I should admit that I stole that.
We had this lovely review in the Sydney Morning Herald by a guy called Bernard Zool, and at the end it said that we're not afraid to wear our emotions out front but back them with discreet beat. And I reckon that's pretty much the best thing anyone's ever said about us.
This is our penultimate album. Yes. Our last album is going to be called Indiscreet Beef.
Indiscriminate Beef.
Yes.
On Triple J, joined by Leader Cheetah this morning for Like a Version. This is their dark, their original tune, Dark Stands Over. We've got an amp to turn on here, guys.
Yes, please back that on. Quite
a, try to wait. Dan P, you got to put some earplugs in. Why are you putting earplugs in?
It's a long story.
They're going to rock pretty hard, I reckon.
Actually, it's a really short story. I'm deaf.
Oh, well. Well, hopefully you don't need to put earplugs in for this particular original from Leader Cheetah. Take it away, guys. Dan Krenich and Dan Pash from Leader Cheetah performing their original tune, Dark Stands Over. Thanks so much, guys.
Amazing stuff. A very inspirational way to start a Friday, I think.
Our pleasure.
Thanks very much for being here. Adelaide's own Leader Cheetah are your Like a Version band this week. After 8 o'clock, you guys are going to do a cover for us. Can you give us a cheeky little clue as to what people can expect after the 8 o'clock news?
This song came out exactly 20 years ago, and I don't think there's been a song ever quite like it.
Right.
Came out in 1991, it's 2011, it's a classic.
Brilliant. 91, just trying
and
to
it's
think
not
what
Nirvana,
came out in 91.
And it's not Nirvana.
Okay. Not Nirvana, 91, I'm racking
hooked.
My brain.
I'm hooked.
Tom.
I'm
going to
stay around. I was going to shoot off, but now I'm going to stay around and see what happens in part two of Like a Virgin after the 8 o'clock news. Good morning, you're on Triple J.
How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune and a riff, you know.
Like a
on Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
No.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Pip it.
Like a version on Triple J.
And we have Lita Cheetah in for Like a Version this morning. Dan Kranich and Dan Pash, two of the four. Joining us from Adelaide. Hello again, guys.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Your second album, Sophomore, as we've covered, came out last week. It's called Lotus Skies. And can I ask you quickly, guys, about the recording of such? Was it a bit of a rush to get it finished because it was coming up on a very big day? Did you finish it on Christmas Eve?
We did. That just turned out the way it did. Like, right. we spent the better part of 2 months up here in Sydney with good old Scotty Horscroft at BJB in Surrey Hills. And
shout-outs.
Grandmaster
shout out
JP.
To you.
Big shout-out. And big shout-out to JP.
Shout out to Grandmaster JP Fung.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a god. It just happened that we literally finished the last mix on... it was Christmas Eve because it was 2 a.m, so it actually was Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then we flew back the next day and it was, a nice little way to spend Christmas thinking, okay, we've just made a record.
You wouldn't be stuck away from home from your friends and family recording an album otherwise?
Oh, that doesn't bother me. I'm quite happy to be making music.
Who needs friends and family when you've got an album? Am I right? That's a miracle.
It's friends and family. We've got JP Fong.
This record sees you guys teaming up with another great Aussie artist. Miss Holly Throsby appears on this track, Our Love.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about how you guys hooked up with Holly.
Well, we'd met Holly a couple of times. She's just a lovely person. We're on the same label and we had played with her at a couple of little kind of spunk kind of Christmas parties and that kind of stuff. And we just heard that it needed a female presence in the chorus. And Holly came in at just about the right time. I personally was just dude'd out. it had been nothing.
It was a cock forest. It was a sausage fest. It was mental.
It was just so lovely. We had Brooke from our label and Holly come in, and it was just like a breath of fresh air, just having some female energy in the place.
But and some professionalism.
Exactly.
After bloody JP's antics, am I right?
You can't trust that guy.
That guy's mental.
I love that kind of stuff. Especially when you don't know, so I'm just going, that guy's mental. I love that. He is. He's amazing. No, but anyway, yeah, so Holly, she came in and just nailed it, and
fantastic.
The record is called Lotus Skies. Now, you guys promised us a cover of a song that there's been nothing like it for the past 20 years. It was recorded 20 years ago.
You said it came out 20 years ago, and I was having a rack of my brain, and I was thinking, what came out in 1981? But then you corrected me, realised, Dan, it's been 30 years since 81 and to only 20 since 91.
So that's crazy, isn't it?
Mental.
So I was getting rid of all of my 80s synth kind of ones, which is apt for Lita Cheetah, getting rid of the synths. What will you be playing for us this morning?
We're playing R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion.
What a song.
Amazing song. Why did you guys decide on this?
We were tossing around some different songs, and I kind of think it kind of... is everything we love about music. It's just a beautiful, emotional, like powerful song. And then, I don't know, we're trying to throw in a little bit of a kind of Tex-Mex kind of flavour or something.
Also, I should say, we had a whole bunch of different ideas, but then we got a call to say you must decide in the next 10 minutes.
So
the blessed hour of sufficient desperation arrived.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot more to it than that.
Everything he said, plus a little bit
of what I did. It's one of my favourite songs of all time, as far as just a completely just unpretentious, beautiful, incredible 4.5-minute song. I just don't really think there's really ever been anything that's been like a number one song since, you know.
Right.
I think it's great.
Great, man. Well, we're very excited to hear what you're going to do with it this morning on Triple J on Friday, all around the country. Happy end of the week to you. And Lita Cheetah, the two Dans thereof, are about to treat you to a cover of R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion from the Out of Time record. Take it away, boys. Take it away.
All right.
Get that amp on.
Thank you.
consider this.
For Like a Virgin, that is Lita Cheetah covering Losing My Religion by REM. Excellent work, fellas. Beautiful stuff to get your Friday going.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed for being here, you guys. You're about to head off on your own tour now. You supported Middle East recently, but you're off kicking off with your appearance at Splendor in the Grass. We will see you there.
Yes.
1:30 p.m. on the GW McClellan tent on the Sunday.
Excellent
if
news.
You're in the area.
You're then heading all over the place. On Wednesday, the 24th of August, you're playing in Joondalup. You then head to the Prince of Wales in Bunbury on Thursday, 25th of August, and then on to Perth, Fremantle, Ballarat, Melbourne, Adelaide, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Maroochydore, Sydney, Canberra, Newcastle. You guys are all over the place with Bells Will Ring on as your support act.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. Can't wait to get out there.
What will people expect if they're wandering into a Lita Cheetah gig? What will they get?
Mayhem and craziness, just general.
Discreet beef.
Yeah, discreet beef.
Plenty of discreet beef. That's what I want to hear.
Well, thanks very much for being here, guys. Have a lovely day, and thanks for doing Like a Virgin with us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks. Cheers.
Tom and Alex, speaking into microphones. Triple J.